Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, Writers Nation listeners. I am so happy to be on today. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Thank you all for being a part and for listening. And before we start, I'm just going to say, again, if you have any questions or comments for our upcoming guests or even for Shalonda and I, call into 347-989-1363 and press 1 to come into the caller queue. So I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and with me is co-host Shalonda Norman. Hey, girls.
Hello. How are you today, Kaneen?
You know, I'm feeling so blessed, so inspired, so happy, and I'm just thankful for today.
Yes, grateful. Today is a beautiful day, and I'm so excited to be on the show today. I look forward to Tuesdays. I'm like, ooh, I get to talk to the world.
Yes.
And not just online. So excited about today. I'm excited about our guests. We have an amazing guest today. She deals with wealth management. So I am super excited to talk to her so she can share some of her knowledge and expertise. So today is going to be a fabulous show, Writers Nation. Hope you guys are ready for this. So what's going on, Kaneen?
Well, so, you know, I always like to come with something that I receive from someone or a lesson learned or opportunity. I always like to share with our listeners because I love them so much, and I want them to be as successful, Shalonda, or even more successful as we are. And also, I love to see people succeed. So I wanted to bring something to the Writers Nation listeners. And the question I had, so my spiritual mentor always giving me food for thought. And one of the things he said to me, what he said to many, is, you know, who are you in the world? How do you want to show up in the world? And, you know, sometimes you say, okay, you know what? I know who I am. But then it's like, do you really know? Because are you showing up as that? So
right.
For me, you know, and then you know what's powerful? He said when you show up in the world as who you are, then you know what to say no to. You know what to say yes to.
Right.
And, Shalonda, that was an eye-opener for me because, you know, I had a lot of opportunities, many opportunities that came my way. And
absolutely.
I didn't know who I am as a writer, a film writer, a ghostwriter, a lover of writing, to write books, to write film, to write poem, then I would have said yes to any opportunity because it was wonderful opportunities that came my way, even for me to travel with someone. But, you know, my schedule would take a lot of out of my schedule. But I said no to the opportunity because of knowing who I am and knowing how I want to show up in the world.
Right. Absolutely. That's a very, oh, my God, talk about stimulating. Question to think about, and just, you know, just the thought to just say, oh my God, you know, it'll make someone really question themselves, like, wow, who am I really? Because, you know, it's probably very interesting or amazing of how many people in the world really know who they are. You know, I think a lot of mistakes would be prevented if you actually knew or taken the wrong path. You know, if you
knew your
purpose here, and I definitely would say your purpose, knowing your purpose it helps you identify who you are when you know your purpose. That's why it's so important to know your purpose here because all of us, no one's exempt. Everyone has a purpose. Creation is created on purpose.
Yes,
so everything was created on purpose. And so that's a very, very, very good question. So how did you react from that when your spiritual mentor did say that or ask you that?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I first of all, I was taken back, like, whoa. I mean, you know, we say who we are, yes, but it's just so interesting when the question come at you again, because it leaves you thinking, and you know, looking at different areas of your life and how you're really impacting the world with who you are.
Right.
So not only am I a writer and I love to write, but I love to inspire. I love to encourage. And I find myself doing that all the time. However, I said I wanted to take that as a goal and encourage someone every single day by offering a compliment, by offering just something that's going to uplift them, that's going to encourage them. And especially Shalonda, as a writer, I realize that my messages are always inspirational. Yes, I love drama, but, yes, and Shalonda, I know we've ventured into film writing, and I know our movies will be, some movies will have a little drama, a lot of drama perhaps, but at the end of the day, it's going to leave a message that's going to inspire and cause others to think.
Yes.
So that's what we, I think we should really leave with those who are listening, is to ask yourself, who am I in the world? Who do I want to be in the world? And am I showing up as that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know if I ask my, go ahead. You were going to ask me.
Now I was going to ask you, so Shalonda, who are you? Who are you in the world?
I am Shalonda Norman. I live. Well, you know, I would definitely say that, you know, I identify myself as a person, you know, filled with love and willing to offer love, you know, to the world. Love and also happiness. I think those are two key components that's missing in today's world, especially, you know, after, you know, just hearing the tragedy that happened in Orlando and just, you know, that was just filled with hatred and just, you know, we have to understand that we are people. We have the right to live as people and to live as whoever or whomever we would like to be. Whatever choices we decide to make, that is my choice, your choice, whatever you decide. And I think that if we understand how to support one another in their choices, whatever choice they decide in life to make, as long as it's legal, not going to put us behind bars, but, you know, whatever choice they decide to make, you know, support them and just, you know, do the right thing by an individual. I believe that, you know, when you're when a lot of bad things happen is because there's a lack of happiness and there's a lack of love in that area. There's a lack of happiness and a lack of love. And someone else's decision should not affect your happiness, should not affect your ability and your desire to love one another in spite of. I don't understand that and have no desire to understand that. But what I do understand is that there's a lot of love and there's a lot of happiness that needs to be shared throughout the world. And we have no excuse because we have, you know, so many elements now to send out all of that, you know, be it Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media, like you say, out when we're at work or just out and about. We can compliment someone that makes that person feel good. When you say, oh, I like your shoes, you're, you know, you have a pretty hairstyle, or, you know, you're a nice-looking young man, or whatever the case may be, you know, I like how you handle that, or whatever it is, that makes that other individual feel good about themselves and feel like they're doing something right. And, you know, people just want to be, I've heard this several times before by media mogul Oprah, people just want to be heard. They want to be validated. They want to be seen. So when you just acknowledge someone in such a favorable way, that's all. That will make a world of difference. And a lot of things can be eliminated. We can't save the world today or stop all the violence today, but we certainly can begin somewhere by doing some act of kindness somewhere today, Kaneen. Yeah.
Wow. So before we go to break, because I certainly want to hear from our guest, because she has an amazing story. She has an amazing book. And even when she's orphaned to the world, and we definitely want to hear a lot of information from her. So before we go to break and bring her on, I just wanted to share this. A mentor said to me, and this is before I even got into the area of writing, I always knew my love was to write. From a little girl, I knew it was to write. And my journey in life was to write. So one thing he said to me was, why be afraid of who you are? And he said, your deliverance and your breakthrough will come when you make the choice to express who you are in the world.
Wow.
So there it is, you know, as a writer, and I want to encourage all those who are looking to write, express who you are and allow writing to be the vehicle in how you express who you are, one of the vehicles. So I just wanted to leave that with you all, and we're going to go to break. We'll be right back with our very special guest. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to Tough Talk Radio Network.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. Now we are on to our special guest today. She is the expert in wealth management, and we're so excited to introduce her and to have her on our show. Let me just say she has over 25 years of experience in financial services. And 2 years ago, she was named an ambassador for the Certified Financial Planner Board, one of only 50 in the United States. She's been a guest on Fox and Friends numerous times, and she's a regular guest on WPIX in New York. Kaneen. She's on the Today Show, CBS, Fox News, ABC, NPR. Need I say more? Introducing now Miss Carrie. Please, I hope I really don't mess up your last name. Carbonaro. How are you
today?
You
got it right.
Oh, hey. Hi, Shalonda and Celine. It's so great to meet you guys. Carrie. To have you on the show.
Thank you so much. And I love what you were just talking about knowing your purpose. It was so beautiful because, you know, it's interesting. So obviously I'm the money queen, and everybody,
yes,
I think, should be money queens. But that is my purpose in life. My purpose, which I discovered at a relatively young age, was to help other women with money, to not be in bondage, to not be victims, and to be financially literate. And that's what gets me up in the morning. That's what turns me on. That's what gets me excited. That's what makes me feel like I'm living my purpose.
Oh, my God. Wow. So where did this inspiration come? I know you said it started when you were very young. Like, did you see something? Did you experience something? Or how did
you know what happened? I grew up, my dad was a banker.
Okay.
And I had a great relationship with him. We grew up teaching. He taught me everything about money. We went to do things that most people would not do together, but we went to, like, foreclosure auctions together, and we went to listen to, you know, the Dolans, who were like speakers back in the day on, like, they used to do the Dolan straight talk about money, and we used to go to seminars together and things like that. So we really bonded over money, and he taught me a lot about financial literacy growing up at a very young age. So by the time I was in college, I was teaching everybody how to do their balanced budgets and how to, you know, manage their cash flow and, you know, silly things like that. And then by the time I was out of college, I went straight into banking, again, working one-on-one with clients and, you know, fielding all the calls from my friends on, should I refinance this debt and can I afford this house? And it's so funny because I was so young at the time, I didn't even know that this was a profession. It was just what I did. It was like my hobby. It was like everybody just asked me questions, you know, even a cab driver would just ask me a question related to money. So then when I realized I was going to make it my profession, then, you know, that was a whole other thing because I had to, you know, give up my day job, which was, you know, a secure job, and then go out on my own. And that's what I did.
Oh, wow. So I noticed that you target or you really, really target the women audience as far as really encouraging and inspiring, empowering them to be financially secured.
Yes.
So I want to know in that what made you just, I guess, want to specifically target the women, and I'm sure, of course, you help everybody. But
I do help everybody, but I really, really prefer to help women, only because they need it more. they need it more than the men. And I'm not, and you know, I'm not discriminating. It's just it's the actual fact.
We are
less
truth.
Financially literate. We have less money. We live longer. You know, we've got so many strikes against us. You know, at one point in our lives, we're going to be by ourselves handling the finances because you know we're either going to be potentially divorced or widowed or single or you know there's always going to be times in our lives even if you don't want to be responsible for the finances you're going to be responsible for the finances.
Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your new book, The Money Queen's Guide for Women Who Want to Build Wealth and Manage Fear.
Yes. So my book is I broke it down into decades. And the decades are, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
I want to match the rest of the house, though.
We're sorry. We're having
Is that better?
Yeah, okay. That's better.
Okay, that's better. Okay, yeah. So the book is Life Events for Women, broken down in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. So it's all the different things that happen to you and what you can do to at the different stages and life events. And so my other thing that I'm proud of is that the book came out, it's relatively new, it's only out 7 months, came out in October of last year, but it was just listed in the top 10 books to make you rich by Daily Worth. And all the other books in that mix are very classic books that have been around a long time. And then my book was in there. So that really was a big turning point, I thought, for me to be listed in that amongst those other, you know, classics.
Yes, absolutely. How long did it take you to complete The Money Guide?
Well, it took me probably a long time. It took me a year to write it, and then it took me probably a year in editing, and then it took probably another 9 months to have it go through the publishing cycle.
Oh, wow.
So a very long time. I think that's normal, though. I don't know. Maybe somebody can do it faster. But the thing is, I don't consider myself a writer, even though I know I wrote a book. I consider myself a financial planner who wrote a book. So I honestly don't look at myself as an author. I just looked at myself as wanting to get this knowledge out about, you know, because, I mean, I work one-on-one with clients, and I wanted to reach more people, and the way to reach more people was to write it in a book.
Wow. Do you have a variety of clients, like, as far as, like, age range? What is
It's interesting. So I do, actually. I have probably, my youngest client is 20, and my oldest client is probably in their 80s, late 80s. So, yeah, I have a nice, huge age range group.
Oh, I think that's so good that you have one as young as 20. It's
yes.
so important to learn this when you're young.
I know.
You
I know.
Really
it's, and actually, I mean, I love working with young people because
yes.
I have so much time and they can mm-hmm. I can really make the most difference.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'll give you over to my co-host. I know she have tons of questions as well. Kaneen, go
yes.
ahead.
Hi, Carrie. So
Hi.
I see that, I'm so excited because I see that you're in different areas, Florida as well as New York.
Yes.
So I would love to connect with you since I am in New York, whenever you are in New York, and I'll make sure I contact you after the show, just send you an email. Just give you my contact information. So, again, welcome to the show. And I just want to say yes. this before I ask questions. It's very interesting. I was looking at your name only because I love names. I love to study names. And it's funny because you have Carr in both first and last name, C-A-R.
Isn't that wild?
I was like, that's so interesting. So, you know, I love that you said women, 80% more likely than men are to be impoverished, or they may be impoverished in retirement.
Right.
So how did you come up with that number?
Well, believe it or not, it's just a statistic. I didn't make it up. It's done by, you know, census numbers, and I don't know. I'd have to check the footnotes, which are all in my,
okay.
in the book. But everything from the book is all from, you know, generally public statistics related to women and money. And there's a lot of different
wow.
studies on that. Allianz has one. Women mm-hmm. in the Workforce is another one. I forget which bank publishes that one. But there's a whole bunch of them. And
right.
it's so unfortunate, but it is actual truth. And the truth
wow.
is that we don't save enough. We don't make enough. We live longer. We're not, we don't invest enough. And
right.
we put everybody else before ourselves.
Yes. Oh,
so
I
true.
Love that you said.
That is so true.
And yes, I just had a discussion with a female recently about it, and she just experienced a hardship in her life, and she said she went through cancer and many different things, and she said one thing I was putting everyone above myself, and she decided to take a long a month vacation in Tobago, and I'm like, wow, that was so interesting, but. So, Carrie, I love also, you said something. You said, my story is an empowering life story of my own. It's about financial infidelity. By the way, that sounds like a title of another book, Financial Infidelity.
Tell me about it. Actually, my next book is The Money Queen's Guide to Relationships, and I'm sure that's going to be in it. But, financial
yes.
infidelity is a really interesting topic that's not discussed that often. As a matter of fact, most of the time, if you Google it, you don't really get much except for a Wikipedia definition of it. And I'm unfortunately becoming the poster child, I think, for it because it actually happened to me. And so that's the crazy part of the whole thing is that not only do I know everything about money and have I done all the things right my entire life, but then I became a victim of financial infidelity.
Wow.
Wow. And how I overcame it. And what happened, and so it's kind of a, that's why I like to say, you know, my story, the book itself is not, it's not one of those, I would say, boring finance books, especially because
right.
I tell my juicy story about what happened.
People
like that part the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we have the perfect question for you, Carrie. So before we get into the next question, what is it that you want everyone to know about this book? How can they contact you? How can they find out where to purchase the book? Just give all your information.
Sure. So my name is Carrie Carbonaro. I'm so easy to find. My website is moneyqueenguide.com. You can connect with me on Twitter at Carrie Carbonaro or at Money Queen Guide. You can get me on Facebook at Carrie Carbonaro or Money Queen Guide. You can get me on LinkedIn at Carrie Carbonaro, Money Queen, CFP. And in order to buy the book, you can buy it pretty much anywhere, but Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you feel like buying a book.
Wow.
It's everywhere. Cool.
Yes. Well, you know what? Thank you, Carrie, for being who you are in the world as the Money Queen guide, because certainly as women, learning to balance our lives, our finances, you know, just being married, just going through a divorce, and also just balancing children. So all those things are so important, and especially when it comes to financial literacy. And so I thank you for being who you are in the world and bringing this to us. And I'm definitely going to purchase your book, because I want to learn more about this and how I can also share and encouraging other women, encouraging others just to be their best. And I believe one of the areas, you know, for you to be your best, of course you have to have peace and, you know, inner happiness and everything. But the next best thing is financial freedom. You have to have that.
Yes, I agree. So. I agree. And you know what? Financial lack of keeps you, you know, in bondage.
Yes.
Keep you from
accomplishing.
So I don't think there's anybody on the planet that doesn't need it. They
absolutely.
Just don't know that they need it.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. So, Carrie, so you mentioned something. You said everyone likes to hear the juicy things, right?
Right.
So we certainly want to hear one of the juicy things. In the month of July, we're having this thing called Awkward Moments, where others get to tell their awkward moment story as a way of opening up to the world and, you know, just being comfortable and being fun and everything. So certainly you don't have to participate, but if you can share one awkward moment story with us and with our listeners, that'll be awesome.
Sure. So the awkward moment for me was when I got forced almost at gunpoint to sign a marital separation agreement against my will. And in the marital separation agreement, which I now owed $5 million to my ex-husband, which I didn't even have, and all this other crazy stuff, it even said in the agreement this was not signed under duress.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
When he was a lawyer and prepared it and then forced me to sign it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes my story, Carrie, because Shalonda always get on me, but I had the worst moment where I don't want to tell the whole story, but I just want to say this. I decided to try butt pads and it did not work. It ended up showing up. I was at a get together, and it ended up showing up in the middle of dancing. So,
oh boy,
that was definitely an awesome moment. So, Carrie, thank you so much for being our guest. You were such a treat, and we just definitely thank you. And let's connect, please, very, very soon. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
Fabulous. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
All right, Carrie.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Radio Nation listeners. Yes, we are back. We are back. We're going to go to break for a minute. Again, if you have any questions, 347-989-1363. Hit 1 to come into the caller queue. And certainly contact Carrie, because she has she'll be a wealth of knowledge for those who are looking to know about how to be financially free, those who just need some type of guidance in the area of financial literacy. Definitely contact Carrie. She would be such a source, such a guide for you. So stay tuned. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. Again, you have questions, 347-989-1363. And also, share your awkward moment stories. This is going to be such an amazing time, such a fun time, and we just want everyone to know that everyone experiences awkward moments. Everyone goes through life and have something that like, you know, is embarrassing. Like, oh, my gosh. You know, so definitely share that with us. Share with the world. And you get a chance to enter into the contest to win a $50 Visa or American Express card. So stay tuned, Redis Nation listeners. We'll be right back.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central. Join Shalonda Norman and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. Well, that was an awesome, awesome, amazing guest with tons of very, very useful and valuable information. Wouldn't you agree, Kaneen? I mean, talk
yes.
about wealth building. And then once you build it, maintaining it, keeping it. A lot of times we can, you know, be blessed with these great opportunities and jobs and, you know, make great, great, great income and just wonder what happened. Where is it going? What am I doing? You know, so it's good to learn how to gain it and maintain it. So we're so grateful for Carrie. We wish her all the best, you know, in this Money Guy success. We know it's going to be great. You and I both are going to get a copy of the Money Queen's Guide, and we are going to study it, and we are becoming Money Queens. So now we'll just move on to our next amazing and fantastic guest. This is she also has a wonderful, amazing story of tragedy to triumph, is what I call them. And so delighted to speak to her and that she would offer time to, you know, to be on our show and share her amazing, you know, story as well as what she's doing now. So she's a, I will say, real estate, I call real estate investor, guru, expert, and all of those out there that are interested in real estate investment, you certainly, certainly want to tune in and get everything that she has to offer you, all the information. So without further ado, we are introducing Ms. Kimmy Egan. How are you today? Kimmy? Okay, seems like we're having a little technical difficulty.
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm great. I thought we was having some little technical problems there, but I was going to just give it a little minute. But we're so happy to have you on the show. How are you today? Looks like we have a little delay. Kimmy, are you there?
I'm really good. I am. I actually just got back from New York, so I'm feeling good.
Okay. Love your accent. Where are you from? Where are you originally from?
From London originally, but I hate winter, so I spend my time chasing the sun.
Okay. Can you hear us clearly on your end?
I can. I can hear you, but I think you guys are struggling to hear me. Do you want me to call you back?
No, I think we just have a little delay in the conversation. I think it's just a little delay. It's like a minute or so. Wouldn't you agree, Kaneen? Maybe like 30 seconds to like a minute. It's kind of like a little delay in the conversation. So we're so happy that you're on the show, and we want to get right into what you're doing as far as real estate investment. But we want you to share a little bit of your story and tell us how did you get from, you know, there to here.
Yeah, so I used to be a physical therapist, and I did what everyone did. So I went to college, I got my degree, then I got my graduate degree. And you know what it's like? People go, oh, get another certificate, do more. I had qualifications coming out of everywhere. And I'm really fortunate, you know, that's one of the few things that I'd ever been good at. I'm not naturally very good at very much. I'm a klutz, I fall over constantly. But that came to me really quickly. So I started being promoted quite quickly. I was traveling the world with loads of different sports teams. I worked with actually an NBA star and a lot of our top soccer teams over here or in London. And it was all great, but I realised that I was treating people that had money, right? And you know, I came from a single parent family with all of the garbage that goes along with it. So there was violence, there was addiction, there was just all that horrible stuff that, you know, we know goes in the poverty circle. And I just got sick of being surrounded with all these people that I felt were already privileged enough and I wanted to help others. So I set up my physical therapy practice and I opened this business and it was brilliant. You know, within 6 months I had thousands of happy clients. We were flying. I was up six figures. You know, I thought I'd made it. And then
a small thing called,
you know, the worldwide economic crash came along.
Kimmy? Shalonda?
Yes,
and
we're here.
And overnight.
Okay, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Hello.
This is Shanine, the co-host. We're having a little bit of a challenge hearing you clear.
Hello? There's a delay. There's a delay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we're having a bit of a challenge. Like it's not coming across as clear, and it's a delay in the so is it possible that you can call right back in?
Yeah, of course. I'll call back now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I so appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. So, Shalonda, while she comes back in, you want to go ahead and continue speaking while we wait for our guest to come right back in?
Sure. Well, you know, she was talking about, you know, her journey and everything. So while we deal with that technical difficulty, let's just continue to talk about inspiration like we did in the beginning. And I wanted to mention it's something that's so inspiring to me, Kanine. When I heard, and I'm trying to think, I believe it was Oprah again. I really watch a lot of her. I watch her channel a lot, and I watch a lot of her shows, The Masterclass, Super Soul Sunday, and just a lot of things that Oprah has to offer. I read a lot and watch a lot. And so, of course, her channel is called OWN. And she was actually interviewing with one of the experts, and they were dealing with acceptance and owning who you are and accepting where you are, you know. And so when I was writing my book, and I was, you know, shared a lot about, you know, my life experiences and everything, as well as others that I know very dear and close, you know, to my heart. I realized that one of the major steps that I had to take was accepting where I was at that moment in time and owning it and owning who I am, you know. And it was like once I once I accomplished those steps, it's something big. It sounds very minute as though, okay, you know, yeah, of course we accept. But, you know, when you really think about it, do you really accept where you are at this moment in time? Because when you accept something, you're not playing the victim. You understand what I'm saying? And when you own it, you're not the victim. When you own it, when you own who you are, you know, because we evolve all the time. So today we may be learning how to become that money queen because, you know, a year later we're going to be that money queen. So we're owning, we have a lot to work on. We're working on this. I'm working on that. I own that. I know that. I know that, you know, I've made some mistakes because I wasn't aware of that or, you know, without a lack of self-control, I did this, I did that. So now I know better. I know better, so I'm going to do better. And so I think those are two major steps in, you know, just walking in that purpose-driven life and that purpose-fulfilled life. When you accept where you are today, when you understand and you know, okay, this is who I am, this is where I'm at, and let me own that,
you know, and not blame it, point the finger or blame somebody, but more so, you know, look at yourself and the things that you can do to make the change. What would you say about that?
Well, I have a lot to say, but we have our guest that's back up. So if we can bring her on and we'll further the conversation right after our guest.
Okay, cool. Kimmy, are you there?
Hey, I am. Is this any better?
Okay,
that's a lot better.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for working with us.
Thank you so much.
No, my apologies. I don't know what's up with technology, but it's all good now.
Yes. There's no delay. We can hear you clearly and everything. Now, if you don't mind, we were, trying to understand your journey, listening to your journey. Can you share bits and pieces with us again, since we were having a little problems in the beginning? Okay, go ahead.
So, I'm originally from London, but I grew up like a lot of people did. You know, the single parent, mixed race family, all of the carnage and the chaos that goes on. You know, my mum was incredible. She did an amazing job and did the best job she could. But I had these really vivid images of, you know, her cleaning the carpet using sellotape wrapped around her hands because she couldn't afford a Hoover.
Okay.
And, you know, going without food to make sure that we ate. And so it was a real struggle. So I managed to pay my way through college. I was the first person in my family to go to college. I did my graduate degree. I did tick all the boxes. So I thought I was winning. I thought I had this whole, you know, making money thing nailed. And I opened eventually this physio business, a physical therapist, to try and help people. Because I think I said before that I worked in sport, which was a lot of fun, but I was working with people that already had cash, right? They already had money. But, you know, it could have been me, it could have been anyone. It didn't make any difference.
Right.
I wanted to go and help people that genuinely needed it. So I opened this business, and it went really well. But the problem I had, or I found out that I had later, because it turns out I knew nothing about business, was that I had insurance companies paying me. So, you know, if you have an accident at work or you have a car accident or something like that, you go and see someone, and then they get paid from the insurance.
Right.
And that's how it worked, which was brilliant, until the recession came along and those companies went out of business. So I ended up losing all of the money that I'd already earned that they hadn't paid me yet, plus all of my clients. So hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash that they owed me from what I'd done, just about 90% of my caseload overnight walked away. And, you know, I did the traditional thing like people do when you go to set up a bricks and mortar business. You know, I took up directed loans and personal guarantees and credit cards. You know, I was in debt up to the yin yang. And I couldn't afford to run my home. I just didn't have the cash. So I ended up having to move into this business. Because I sold everything I had. So I sold my credit, I sold my car, carpets, shoes, but anything and everything I had to try and make ends meet and to try and, you know, fill this gap of suddenly 90% of the work they'd gone. And it wasn't enough. So one night, it was a Tuesday night, and it was, you know, England, so it was, of course, freezing. And I snuck into the office with a blow-up bed in the one bag of clothes I had left and ended up homeless almost in the space of a couple of months, from everything being perfect to overnight being, you know, back at rock bottom. And I couldn't tell anyone because, you know, my mum didn't have the money to help. Who was going to fix this? And we all have this thing, don't we, when things go wrong, you have shame and embarrassment. And it's complete garbage. We put it on ourselves, but we have it. So I didn't tell anyone about this. And it went along for a few months, and every night I was just sobbing. And then one day it kind of occurred to me that I was giving myself these messages like, well, you know, what did you expect? People like us don't make money, or where we're from, you shouldn't try and better yourself, and all of those things that I know I'm not alone with that go around in our heads. But that night it occurred to me that someone somewhere was making cash, right? Regardless of the recession, regardless of what else was going on in the world, there were people making money. So they knew something I didn't. And that night I Googled, and I'm so glad the result came up that did. I went on to Googled something like how to make money fast. And I'm forever grateful that what came up was this date and not other stuff. Who knows what I'd be doing right now? If there had been, you know, a less polite response, then I might be doing it. But from that point to 12 months later, I had a multi-million portfolio, $1 million in private finance to buy it, and it forever just changed my life.
Oh, wow. And so now you're the author of, is that 35-time number one bestseller, The Power of Real Estate Investing?
Yeah, that's right. So released last year, did something like 22,000 copies in about a week, which is amazing.
Awesome.
Number one on Amazon in 5 countries, and the response has been incredible. Every day I'm completely blown away.
Wow. Well, you know, real estate is something huge. And so, you know, understanding how and gaining the knowledge and understanding of how to invest it, you know, to gain, you know, financial success is just, you know, huge, and it's amazing. And you also, you're the host of the New World Real Estate Podcast. Tell us a little bit about that New World Real Estate Podcast. What is that about?
Yeah. So it goes along with the book, really, and I thought, I know a lot of other people did as well. When I was looking for people to support me when I wanted to start learning real estate, there was just so much nonsense out there. There were so many quote-unquote gurus, so many people spouting rubbish, so many people that weren't even doing it, that were teaching stuff that was 10 years old or illegal or didn't work anymore, whatever it was. And I just wanted to be really real and say, look, this is what happens, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. You know, if you can mess something up, I promise you I've messed it up. So learn from my mess ups. Don't make them yourself. And just be really honest with people and say, look, you know, you absolutely can make a lot of money in real estate, and I'm fortunate to have done it, but you can get it wrong as well. So, you know,
right.
Do the right stuff, don't do the wrong stuff, and get there in the quickest path.
Wow. And so how often does your podcast broadcast?
So it broadcasts weekly.
Okay. Okay.
Every
weekly.
Thursday.
Okay.
And every week, most weeks, we have a guest come on that's also in real estate, and we'll chat and we'll share our war stories and what we've lost money on and what's worked really well.
Oh, wow.
And kind of chew the fat a bit. And just, you know, just share the real stuff, not the stuff that comes in shiny suits and people shouting about how committed you are.
Well, I'm going to allow my co-host to ask you a few questions. I know, you know, our time is limited and everything. So just go ahead, Kaneen, and ask Kimmy your questions.
Hey.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I am Kaneen, co-host of Writers Nation. First of all, thank you so much for being a part of our show. And I just want to say, you know, it's so phenomenal when I hear stories such as this, where, you know, you've come through so much, but yet you were still determined to make it in life. And I want to say this. I've always hear a quote where they say, if you want to do something and you're afraid to do it afraid. So
absolutely.
Certainly reading your bio, you knew nothing about business, and yet you set up your own physical therapist practice, became a real estate guru, written your first book, and I'm pretty sure this is not the only, I'm pretty sure it's more to come. So I really want to commend you and thank you, you know, for that, because it's so amazing. And I wanted to ask you, do you have another book that you are writing currently?
I do. You busted me. Not the only one. About halfway through that book, like I think all authors, I was like, that's it, I'm never doing this again. I hate myself, I hate my work. But of course I've got the bug. And yeah, I am in the middle of writing the second book, and I haven't landed on the title yet, but it's going to be about heart and hustle. Because, you know, if you talk about, like you just said, about doing things even though you're scared, two things I think that I do well is hustle and have heart. I care, I mean it, you know, I want people to succeed. But the truth is, you've got to bust your backside sometimes. You've got to break a bit of a sweat.
Yes.
If I can, you know, share anything, it's that, if this is possible, you know, anything is possible, but it doesn't come overnight. And anyone that tells you can get rich in 20 seconds, they probably have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what made you write this book? I certainly know that, you know, you now have experience with real estate. But what made you say, you know what, this is the book concerning real estate that I want to write about?
Yeah, really great question. And there are a couple of reasons. The first one was that I love reading. I'm a complete nerd. I'll read anything and everything you put in front of me. And when I was reading, it's so true, I'm such a loser. When I was reading on real estate and on wealth, they didn't feel true to me. They didn't feel authentic. They felt like they were being written by a voice I couldn't relate to. And often they were, you know, a slightly older, middle-class, fairly wealthy white guy. And I was none of those things when I started. And when I was reading these books, I couldn't relate to it. So I wanted to write something that people like me could relate to. You know, wherever you're from, however old you are, girl, boy, rich, broke, failing everything. Like I said, if you can mess it up, I have messed it up. So I just wanted to let people know that if I can do it, you can do it. And the second reason was because most books I came across as well were either really instructional, so it was ABC, go out there and do this, and you kind of finished it feeling really overwhelmed and not knowing where to start, or they were about mindset and success, which is brilliant, but then they left you with nothing to go and do. So you're on top of the world, but you're like, oh, I don't know what to do with this energy. So I wrote a book that was half and half. And half of it is on mindset and on protecting your mind and protecting your dreams, not letting people steal them. And the other half is on actual instructional ABC, go do this. And my goal is that people finish the book, they feel great, and they know what to do.
Wow. You know, and that is awesome. So go ahead and give our listeners where they can locate your book and also where can they contact you.
Yeah, so the book is on Amazon. And if you head over to kemi.gift, so www.kemi.gift, you can grab a free copy of the book. I think you just pay shipping, and I'll send the book out to you. And you can get free access to one of our membership sites with a whole ton of training on there as well. I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter, at Kemi Egan. And my home website, where, you know, our blogs and videos and training stuff is Freedom Academies. Freedom, FREEDOM for mother, ACADEMIES.com, freedomacademy.com.
Well, thank you so much for that, Kimmy. I want to say keep writing. The world wants to hear what you have to say concerning everything that you learned, because, you know, I realize, especially those who write a book, we write it because it's something that we learned, something that we experienced, and now we want to share with others so they don't have to go through the same thing. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah, so I definitely commend you on that. And I thank you so much for being a part of our show. And before you leave with us, I just have a question for you. So that's if you're ready to participate. So we are doing this thing in July for the Writers Nation where we tell our awkward moment stories. And I have a lot of awkward moment stories. I'm going to put Shalonda on the spot so she can give one of her stories so she doesn't like to tell it. But we also want to ask our guests if they're willing to participate, and that's only up to you if you want to participate. But we are telling awkward moment stories for the month of July, and we have our guests come, you know, the listeners as well, participate in it. So if you like, you can share an awkward moment story. And Shalonda, I'm going to ask Shalonda to share a really quick awkward moment story so you kind of know what we're doing. And I'm going to ask if you want to participate.
I'm
putting Shalonda on the spot now.
You are, and I would just reiterate my awkward moment that I had, Kimmy, years ago when I was in the corporate world. And I was actually in the credit union. It was the company had a credit union. So I was in there, and I was doing a banking transaction. And I was, you know, at that time, I believe I was doing I can't remember what type of diet I was doing, but I was on this diet, and I was, you know, losing a lot of weight.
And so I was in line, and I kind of felt like, you know, some air going up my dress. And I'm like, wow, it must be a little cold in here or something. I can't remember, but I felt something on my ankle, and I looked down, and I, you know, when you're in that moment where everything is like slow motion, where you look down, but it's, everything feels like it's going in slow motion because you know this is about to be something completely embarrassing, because I felt this silk, nice, kind of, you know, nice-sized little cloth on me, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm afraid to look down. And so I looked down, and it was my slip. It was down off my body. And the lady, one of the elder ladies that was behind the counter at the time, and you know, and I specify elderly because usually I would say 30 and back, or even 40 and back, or maybe even 50 and back, probably won't call you out as quick as someone that's maybe in their late 60s to 70s and on. But she was like, hey, pick up your slip, honey. So something like that. And talk about, and it was one guy that was behind me, and he saw it as well. And, you know, he kind of wanted to look off at first, but, you know, I kind of played it off, laughed and everything, was like, oh, my God, you know, said something silly. And, of course, we all, you know, laughed and everything, but it was tremendously embarrassing. One of the most awkward moments. Not the, but one of the most awkward moments. So go ahead, Kimmy.
So, Kimmy, so would you like to participate?
I've got 100 of these. I mess up every day.
Well, I know we have 4 minutes before the show ends, so if you want to go ahead and take a minute, and if you would like, and share just one awkward moment story, that would be great.
Okay, so the one that comes to mind, I can't actually believe I'm going to share this. It wasn't long after I started buying property, and I had to go to a bank, had a meeting with a bank manager, because they stopped giving me, like, individual mortgages. I had to start getting commercial lending that covered, you know, parts of the portfolio. So they would put a mortgage on 5 or 10 or more at one time. And I was so nervous, you know. This is like, I think I was maybe 25 or something, and I was so scared. I was getting to this banker's meeting for the first time ever. I was like, oh, I don't feel very well. But you kind of go, I'm going to ignore it. It's fine. No drama. And we're halfway through this meeting, and I'm like, I really don't feel very well. And my stomach started to go funny, and I was, like, getting the sweats. And you can see him looking at me, thinking, something's not up here. So, you know, you try and style it out, right? I was like, come on, just push through. This can't be very long. But he was one of those people, and he just talked like this is so slow, I thought I was going to die. And in the end, I had to be like, I'm so sorry, but do you have a bathroom I can use? So I got up and I went to the bathroom, and, you know, it, I had to do a thing. And I went to flush the toilet, and it wouldn't flush. And this is an ensuite bathroom attached to his office. So I couldn't try and flush it, like, 6 times, because that makes it really obvious, but I couldn't just not flush it. So I'm in this toilet, like, what the hell do you do? So I pulled the top of this toilet tank off, and I tried to chuck more water in it from the sink. So water just went all over me. I don't know what I thought that was going to do. And I'm, like, frantically trying to make this thing flush, and it wouldn't flush. So in the end, I just pulled loads and loads of toilet roll off of the toilet roll and kind of put it on top.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness.
I covered in water. I'd probably been in there about 10 minutes, but I was like, what is wrong with you?
That's a very awful moment.
Yes.
It was so awkward. Well, I didn't think I'd ever see the light of day again.
Well, you know, thank you so much, Kimmy, for being our guest and sharing that awkward moment. We adore you, and we thank you so much. And let's stay in contact and stay in touch, because we have a lot of great things that we're going to be doing at Writers Nation, and certainly would love
to connect with you in terms of your book writings and your future books that you're bringing forward. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show. You have an awesome
week. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So thank you, Writers Nation, for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's show.
Yes.
We're going to be ending in a few seconds, but I wanted to say this. Really quick, we have a workshop coming up called the Write Experiences.com. Again, that's the Write, W-R-I-T-E, Experiences.com. You want to go ahead and look on it. It's going to be very powerful in New York City. And go ahead and register. A lot of great things are going to be happening. Stay tuned for next Tuesday, and we all will see you back then.
Thank you.
Connect with us on Facebook. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.